Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We are back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll free, coast to coast. I'm excited about having a couple of outstanding individuals on the show with us this half hour. The administrator of the SBA, Hector Barreto. Mr. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And also, David Albritton, who's also a friend of ours. He's director of marketing at Hewlett-Packard. David, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you back. And the two of you I know are in Houston, Texas. And Mr. Administrator, tell us what you're doing in Houston.
Well, it's exciting, Jim. As you know, we've been working on this initiative, this business matchmaking initiative, for a little over a year. And we're in Houston today to kick off what really promises to be the biggest business matchmaker that we've ever done in the SBA history. This initiative is really simple. We're basically taking the buyers out of the federal agencies, the buyers of products and services, procurement people, and bringing them to Houston to meet with the small businesses, not just here in Houston, but all across the country. I got to tell you, we so far have over 131 buyers who are signed up for this event.
Wow.
We've got over 1,100 small business sellers and more coming every day, and we've set up almost 2,000 one-on-one appointments between the small business owners and these buyers. It's going to be an exciting day of business today.
Very exciting. David, and that's all happening today, right, David? Today
and
tomorrow?
Yeah, today and tomorrow at the George R. Brown Center in Houston. Like the administrator said, this is going to be the biggest and the most exciting. We had a small networking social last night, and we had about 500 of the small business owners that are participating today.
Wow.
There. And I got to tell you, it was very exciting. These folks are hungry. They're energized. They're looking for these opportunities. I talked to a good number of them last night, and it's going to be a really super event today.
Mr. Administrator, tell us why this business matchmaking event is necessary. Why is it necessary?
Well, you know, it's necessary because small businesses ought to be getting their piece of the pie. I know that you talk about that all the time. When we're talking about the federal government, we're talking about a pie that's worth about $240 billion worth of products and services. And by law, 23% of that, or about $55 billion, has to go to small business.
Mm-hmm.
But small businesses increasingly find it difficult to get contracts out of the federal government. We didn't just stop there, though. We said, look, let's really grow the pie. Let's bring corporate America to the table as well. We've got over 26 major corporations that are participating as well. This basically takes the needle out of the haystack for thousands of small businesses all around this country to be able to get access to these opportunities. Now, we can't guarantee somebody a contract, but what we can do is put them in the best possible place, in the best environment for them to compete. And you and I know what happens when you give small businesses an opportunity to compete. They're able to create incredible, incredible results, and that's what this is all about. And we're not going to stop here in Houston. Next year, we've already got a half a dozen of these planned all around the country.
Well, I'm excited about that, and of course, as you know, I think this is one of the best things that I've heard of the SBA working on. You guys have a lot of wonderful projects that you work on, and the SBA is just getting better all the time under your direction, Mr. Administrator. But the thing is, David, I know you guys are excited to be part of this at HP, because this is one of the best examples of the government partnering with the private sector to level the playing field for small business, isn't it?
This is exactly right. Hector says it all the time. This is the perfect example of a public-private partnership that really making a difference for small business. We got involved in January this year and came on board in partnership with the SBA, and it's been a tremendous experience. The staff over there in D.C. and all the regional and local offices of the SBA around the country have been perfect partners with us as we've, you know, tried to pull together as many opportunities as we could to pull in all the procurement officials and all the sellers that are coming from all these places around the country. So it's been a really fun project for me to work on personally. It's been a personal joy to work this close with the administrator. The guy's got such vision and such passion about small business that it's really energizing for me personally, and it's contagious. And
it's fun,
I think you'll see
fun.
That for
it's fun
for
to
people
work.
That attend the event.
It's certainly fun to work with him, and that's for sure. I agree with you on that. David, you want to give us some coordinates where we can find more out about the matchmaking events, some websites?
Sure. You can always get information about the Business Matchmaking Program at www.businessmatchmaking.com. That's all one word, businessmatchmaking.com. One of the enhancements that we've made to Business Matchmaking is the creation of a call center out of Miami from a small business that we've partnered with called Inktel Direct. We've got about 30 small business counselors at Inktel down in Miami. So for anyone that's interested in participating in the business matchmaking initiative, they should get in touch with those folks down at Inktel. And that number is 888-404-5524. That's 888-404-5524. We open registration probably 6 to 8 weeks out from every single business matchmaking initiative that we do around the country. And for those small business owners that are interested in participating and want to get on board early, it behooves them to get in touch with the call center as soon as possible. All these instructions are obviously included on the business matchmaking website.
Right.
But, it's a great opportunity. These folks are very helpful. They will follow you through the entire process, help you along to get you signed up, but also follow up with you after the event. I mean, a lot of times in other events that call themselves, matchmaking or some type of procurement workshop, it's a one-day event. They trade business cards, and nothing happens. Well, that's the difference with business matchmaking. We have a great follow-through where, 3 months, 6 months, a year out from the program that they might have attended, we're still getting information or providing them additional resources with the SBA or SCORE, the Small Business Development Centers, or something like that. And so it's a great year-round opportunity for small businesses to thrive and grow.
Also, I'd like to point out, Mr. Administrator, that at the SBA website, sba.gov, on the right-hand side of that homepage, if you'll go to Business Opportunities, there's a business link there, that says Business Opportunities. At the top of that page is a link called Business Matchmaking, and that takes you to the website also that David just mentioned. So if you're on the SBA website for any reason, you can always get to the matchmaking information there from the SBA.gov website. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get David Albritton, who's Director of Marketing for HP, and Hector Bredo, the Administrator of the SBA. They're going to stay with us, and we're going to talk some more about this very important opportunity called business matchmaking that's going on all over the country this year. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Every night I have the strangest dream. Every person by the way.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Administrator Hector Bredo, the leader of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and our good friend, and also another friend, David Albritton, who's Director of Marketing over at HP at Hewlett-Packard. And as you know, as you mentioned earlier, HP and the SBA have partnered to create these outstanding venues called Business Matchmaking. There's one going on in Houston today and tomorrow, and Mr. Administrator, you said there's going to be about six in 2004?
Well, that's what we've got planned right now. Again, we want to take this all around the country. One thing that we're finding is that when we can get into a region, a lot of the small businesses in that region will come down. And so it's not just, a matchmaker for a particular city, although a lot of businesses in Houston are going to take advantage of this today. But this is really a regional kind of an event. So we're going to try to get to about six different parts of the country next year and do these high-impact events.
David, one of the things that I saw when I attended the one that I went to was that I met people who came to that event to practice for the next event. They actually were planning on making at least two of these, and they travel hundreds of miles, some of them, out of their region, to come to that one because they wanted to do a little practicing, and they made it to use that to their advantage.
Most definitely. Jim, we actually saw that ourselves. We got a lot of that type of feedback from individuals from some of the earlier business matchmaking events that we've done this year. And so what we did, actually, before this Houston event today, October 30th here in Houston, we had a small business procurement workshop, which was ideally to reach out to small business owners who hadn't done a lot of procurement outreach, you know, with this federal government agencies and state government and et cetera. And like the administrator says all the time, these folks don't know what they don't know, and that's what that procurement workshop was all about, to teach them what is needed, what these federal agencies are looking for, what the private sector is looking for when they're reaching out to try to partner with small business. And we had about 750 people attend that October event, which was overwhelming. Well, everybody that went to that event registered for this event today, and they'll be here strong.
Mr. Administrator, walk us through a little bit of what happens. It's a little bit of a beehive in all that when all this is going on, isn't it?
Well, it's really exciting. It reminds me of my chamber days when we used to do big events at the chambers. And there is so much excitement and enthusiasm. People are networking with each other, exchanging stories and best practices. They're meeting new partners. They're learning things that they didn't know before. A lot of times somebody will come expecting to get one thing, and they may get two or three other things they didn't expect that can help their business. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you something, Jim. Yesterday I met a lady. She came up to me. Her name was Judy. And she says to me, she says, Mr., you don't know me. She says, but I was one of those businesses that you provided a disaster loan after September 11th. I wouldn't have made it without the disaster loan. And she goes, and now I'm here, and you're going to help me also grow my business. You're going to help me identify people that I can sell my products and services to. She says, I would never be able to get these kinds of appointments if I wanted to. And Jim, I swear to you, tears were streaming down her face.
I bet. I bet you got a hug too, didn't you?
I got a hug, and I gave her a strong hug back because that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about.
What a great story! What a great story. Well, I know that makes your day worthwhile, I'm sure. But you know, David, one of the things that I saw when they let me peek my head. I didn't have any appointments, so they wouldn't let me in for very long, but because there was a lot going on. But I peeked in for just a few minutes. And I saw all these tables there, and here were these high-powered people from all these big companies who spend a lot of money with small business, and I saw some little bitty tiny small business owners sitting at the table. Their businesses were tiny. They weren't. Sitting at these tables for 12 or 15 minutes talking to these people one-on-one, and I was able to overhear a little bit of it, and I saw these big companies getting excited about what these little companies had to say.
Exactly. We're going to have over 130 buyers at this event today, but that number has grown exponentially from previous events. So that shows that the word is getting out about this program, the benefits that it's bringing not only to small businesses, but also to private sector and the government agencies as well. They view this as a great opportunity to reach out and partner with small business. And so that is a perfect example. I mean, the excitement that is generated at those tables, at these matchmaking events, is on both sides of the table.
Yeah.
Because it's a great thing for both sides.
Mr. Administrator, as we wrap up the hour, we've got about a minute. What are your last thoughts that you'd like to tell somebody out there who's listening to this and thinking, maybe this is something I want to look into? What would you have to say to them?
Well, I'll tell you, I would tell you that we have Buzz Aldrin, an astronaut here, that's also part of this. HP brought him in, and HP is just a phenomenal partner for us. We couldn't do it without them. But Buzz Aldrin is talking to these small businesses and talking to them about having vision and daring to dream and getting outside of your comfort zone and making something happen that nobody else thought was possible. What a perfect example of somebody who's done that, has gone to the moon and back, one of the first ones to ever do it, inspiring small businesses. And, you know, these small businesses are right there on the cutting edge as well, and SBA is here to help them and especially help them here to access contracts and grow their business.
Well said, Mr. Administrator, and we appreciate the work that you do. The energy, the leadership that you brought to the SBA is so important, and we value that very much out here in the marketplace. Thank you for your service. David Albritton, thank you. Thank you for being here and for what you do with HP, helping the SBA, and it's a lot of fun to work with both of you.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye, guys. Have a good week.
Bye, buddy.
Do a good job today, and we'll see you later. I got to take a quick break, folks, and I'll be back. Don't forget, by the way, tomorrow I'm going to meet with some of these. We're going to have some of the attendees, some of the small business attendees on this show tomorrow to talk about their experience. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.